Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday, and going to give you a little recipe on how to beat the Indianapolis Colts. And let's start with the Jaguars offensively. Run the football like the Patriots. Let me show you. Look at the size of this hole for Jonas Gray. Huge. Could drive a truck through it. Jonas Gray in this ball game had 38 carries for 199 yards and 4 touchdowns. 32 carries in his career prior to the game. Run the football, Jaguars. How about getting a Gronk? Well, if you don't have a Gronk, how about a Mercedes Lewis? Look at the play by Gronk here. Mercedes Lewis has this ability. We saw it at the Washington game, and he's back. Find Mercedes. With the Colts not having Ahmad Bradshaw, who is their best running back, stop the run and make the Colts one-dimensional, and then keep Andrew Luck contained in the pocket. If he gets out, he's dangerous. Let me show you some pressures that the Patriots got. This is just a 4-man pressure, and they're keeping Andrew Luck in the pocket. And you can see, he's starting to double pump. When he double pumps, throws off the back foot, tip ball in the air, intercepted. These are the kind of plays you want to make. When you blitz, get home. Beat the blocks, one-on-ones, win them. And you can see right here, when you win one-on-ones, Andrew Luck becomes human, incomplete. And keep fighting. You've got to be willing to continue to fight against Andrew Luck because he will extend the play. And just a little bit of an arm hit right there by Ninkovich impacts the throw. It's incomplete. One thing is very apparent. The Indianapolis Colts are playing to their strength, and that's Andrew Luck. If you can make them one-dimensional and then worry about Andrew Luck, you've got a good chance of beating Indy at their home.